Hey there, I am Buddy the Rat, and in today's chapter, I find out something crazy. This is chapter 23. A week? A text from Camilla.
Are you dead?
What?
OMG, Buddy, I love you so much.
What's happening? I love you too, but what's happening?
Do you ever look at your messages? You haven't answered me for a week. I've tried calling and I banged on your door. What happened? Can I call? Don't you dare say no.
A week? What?
Call me!
So I called her. I was still in a haze. Telling me that I had been missing for a week made no sense to me. Why would I have been gone for so long? I had a job and... Wasn't it just a few days? A week? How? I called her and spoke as articulately as I could. Hello, what time is it? Like I said, I did my best.
Buddy, are you okay?
I had never heard her screech before. It was one of the most stereotypical bat screeches I had ever heard. It broke the sound barrier, drifting into the territory of the supersonic. Several glass cups spontaneously shattered in my kitchenette. Never did I get around to cleaning those things. Never will either. Camilla, I can't have been gone for a week. I have a job.
I called your job. They haven't been able to get up with you either. Your boss asked me to call him if I figured out what happened to you. Holy crap, buddy!
I swiped on my phone to pull up the calendar. Exactly 1 week. Not a few days. Did I say it was going to be a few days? I guess I lied. I was so confused. Camilla, I need you to come over here. I'll call Jason myself.
Jason?
My boss, sorry.
I'm coming over right now. I need to see you.
Same. We probably hung up at the exact same time. 1 week? Seriously? Was Leto an alien or something? Had I been abducted? I thought about texting him again, but I knew he wasn't going to answer me. He knew what he did. Whatever it was he did. I called my boss and spent the whole time apologizing. He just listened to me ramble on and on like a stupid person. I made no excuses. What was I to say? That I spent the week having absolutely ungodly wonderful oral sex with a vampire bat that fucked with my brain somehow? No. I told him nothing but a flurry of apologies and promises to make it up to him. Jason let me do this for probably 10 minutes, and when I was done, he asked me if I was okay. Yeah, I'm okay, I said in a defeated manner.
Your next shift is tomorrow. Usual shift. See you then.
Yes, sir. I hung up. I sat there naked, holding my head as if it was about to fall off my shoulders. 1 week? I muttered to no one. I checked the messages from Camilla. Yep, she had been trying to get up with me. Every message was more frantic than the last. There were some messages of concern from Jason, as well as a few from the rats at work. For a full week, I went missing, and all I remember was a few days in goofy blackout land, while I had tons of sex with a vampire bat who wouldn't talk to me anymore. Really kind of depressing if you think about it. Camilla showed up and nearly knocked me over. She jumped up into my arms and began kissing me with more passion than she ever had. These were desperate kisses, the kind that you are legally responsible to receive. Turning them down would lead to real trouble with the law. I didn't want any trouble, and I certainly had no issues taking these lovely kisses from my favorite Batgirl.
What happened?
She finally asked, still latched onto me like a fancy purple coat. I closed the door and walked over to my bed while still wearing my girlfriend. I sat down and held her tightly. Babe, I don't know what happened. I think I was with a real vampire or something. She looked at me queerly.
You mean... Wait, the bat I set you up with?
Uh-huh. Man, I'm finding out all sorts of weird things about the world lately. You know, Gary was kind of crazy too. I just didn't know how to tell you about it. I'm sorry, Camilla. I would have never done that to you on purpose. Camilla gazed into my eyes as if she were trying to figure out if I was crazy or not. A few moments later, she looked like she might not care either way. I like a girl that doesn't mind crazy. It keeps the relationship open and friendly. Suddenly, we both sort of realized I was naked and erect from seriously just being with her. She pushed me a little, and I took the hint. I scooched back onto my bed and lay down. She pulled her panties to the side and slid her lovely pussy down around me. As much as I loved it, This was not necessarily sex. This was her getting back what she thought she had lost. She just sat there on my dick, staring at me with lusty eyes.
I just want to sit on your penis for a minute.
Okay, sure, I said, twitching like crazy inside her. For a few seconds, I tried to figure out what I was supposed to do. I figured conversation was in order. How did your date with Lonnie go? She pressed her cute paws into my chest fur, still not really committing to any movement-based sex on my penis.
I liked him a lot. He was real moody, but not unfriendly at all.
Okay, that's nice, I said as all the blood in my body decided to take the escalator down to the crotch department.
He was more of a sub, but he said he didn't mind fucking me if I told him to. He just wanted to please others. He also liked to refer to himself in the third person. Lonnie doesn't mind fucking you if you want him to. You know, stuff like that.
That's kind of cute. I began squirming. I checked my phone to see if it had been a minute. Nope, 2 minutes, actually. She slapped my phone away, and we were staring at each other again. Still motionless.
He was definitely a femboy. But he still liked to be called a male. It was kind of weird because he was extremely girly. His voice was so soft and feminine. When he fucked me, it felt kind of like we were lesbians. Also, he, like, never smiled. He always looked so moody and depressed, but there was also, like, this intensity behind it. I really got into it. He fucked me like a real horny boy, like it was his duty. I really loved the passion crossed with the dispassion on his face. We actually fucked like 4 times before I left. He put a lot of loads in me.
Camilla? I choked.
What's up?
I really need you to bounce on my dick.
What if I don't?
I'm going to rape you. She laughed.
No, you won't.
I immediately flipped her over onto her back and began ramming into her with every intent to just fucking get myself off. I didn't care anymore. She did this to me, and these were the consequences. The crazy thing was that she orgasmed before I did. I felt it moments before I pumped a damn fine load into her bat pussy. I was rammed real good into her as well. I pushed in hard and I grunted out every drop inside her. I think the whole act of fake rapey lovemaking lasted about 7 seconds total. When I finally looked at her, she was staring back at me with her long tongue lolling out. It was a happy look, and it pleased me to see it. I said to her, "Can we just pause the game for a bit? I need to be with you for a while." She nodded cutely and replied,
"Yeah, I really like your dick, buddy."
"Well, I like all your holes. I'd fuck your ears if I could." She giggled and pulled me into a kiss. God, I love her so much. There's nothing wrong with taking a break once in a while. The hard part is staying on it for long enough to relax. I have been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all in the next chapter of my non-canon story. We'll be right back.